each piece of land that has come along has been different. I could give you so many examples of just, I'm working, it's wonderful. I'm on a committee that I don't do much because the staff does for Mass Audubon, where we're talking to Makepeace, who are the big cranberry people down just this side of the Cape. And that's thousands of acres of cranberry land. But in between the cranberry land are escrows and pieces of land that nobody knows what really lives on, what creatures are living there, because it's just been a cranberry bog, created bogs to grow cranberries. And they're willing to enter into thinking about saving a great deal of that land if we can provide them with... They want to develop some land and make money. But if you help them make the zoning different, tighter, so they can put more houses in one place, then you can go out and save 1,000 acres of land. And just being able to save 1,000 acres of land in Massachusetts is incredible. So you go to tailor them with a zoning permission to concentrate the houses and have different kinds of houses, you know, big houses or apartments or condominiums or something. And you adjust the zoning bylaws so that you can save a great deal of land that's unknown. They're finding moth species down there that no one's ever recorded before. And that's just in Massachusetts, on the way to the Cape. You know? And so it's always interesting.
So it sounds as though you're working well beyond the boundaries of Concord on this.
Oh, I do, but I don't... it used to be when I was on the boards of these two groups, the trustees and Mass Audubon, that we did a lot of the work ourselves. Now they're bringing in more and more staff, so we're sort of the, okay, that's fine, or think of this or do that, but we aren't quite as active as we used to be. But there's a lot of land to save in Massachusetts. So I have, yes, I have worked outside of Concord quite a bit in those two particular.
How much have you saved in Concord, and how have you done the fundraising for it?
Beating people on the head, becoming so unpopular that people see me coming and they walk across the street and go into the men's room so they won't have to talk to me. Which is the truth, but I don't know. We've just, you know, each, as I say, each piece has had its own. There's some very generous people who we know who have come and helped us by giving us, you know, big chunks of money. They're few and far between, but they've helped us. So we raise the money. I mean, you know, we don't have a lot of free cash hanging around. But the land speaks for itself. If you can, you know, do the message, put the message out there. So,
wow,
anyway.
Beautiful conclusion.